So good to see each and every one of you here at Grace Bible Church today. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to the book of Psalms, and specifically Psalm 119. We've been working our way through these verses of Scripture. And I'm going to tell you, it is so rich with truth for the believer. And it falls right in line with what we've seen happen in our nation's capital this past week. Psalm 119, 137, "Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me, because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and thy law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live." You know, for the believer, you and I have to understand that the righteousness of God is a long-term truth. It's not just in the moment. It's a long-term truth. It's forever, the righteousness of God. And the psalmist here writes, he said, "My enemies have forgotten thy words." They've forgotten all the laws of God. They've forgotten the truths and the statutes and the testimonies of God's word. But this writer had not. And he took a long-term view of the righteousness of God in these verses of Scripture. And it's such a challenge and a blessing that though we as a nation are going through the throes of lawlessness, though we have people that do not appreciate righteousness and have no desire for righteousness, that God's righteousness stands firm. It doesn't change with the generations. It doesn't change with the attitudes of the culture. The righteousness of God remains the same and will so throughout all eternity. It's something that will never change. And so I'm thankful that though our society is crumbling from within because of the rejection, and as the writer here says, "My enemies have forgotten thy words," though they have forgotten his words do not diminish in power and might and strength. They're still there. And we can find strength as believers in this truth, that his word, his righteousness endures forever. And that's the building block of heaven. Don't ever forget that. What's the currency of heaven? It's the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You can't go to heaven without the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And what is the foundation of all the principles of operation in heaven? The righteousness of God. It's the fundament upon what heaven is built upon and will never change. And I'm so thankful that we have a Savior, that we have a God who is righteousness. And though the world forgets, that will never change.